tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. I'm a girl from Germany. I'm 21. And I'm a student. I live in Germany, but I'm studying in Denmark. Physiotherapy. Yeah, and I decide to go on the Camino only because of the experience. No church, nothing background there. Only to meet new people, learn a bit about myself, be alone with myself, and try to feel the body and in every moment when it's hard or when it's warm or it's easy to walk or you don't feel comfortable. I love to make sports, so it was also like, okay, can my body go a long way without having much break? Yes.
Where did you start walking?
I started walking in Leon and to Santiago, and then I continued to finish there. Yeah, and then I took a bus back, and then I took a bus to Porto, where I have 5 days holiday. So I'm back in Santiago today for flying back home tomorrow.
What was your favorite place along the Camino? Or like any of those places as well?
Finished there at the end of the world.
And did it have any special meaning to you?
In Germany I live near the water, so I feel home when I come back to the water. Even when I arrived in Santiago here, the cathedral is big and it's important, and now they're working, so it was a little bit, oh really? I didn't know that, so it was like, oh, come on. But then I continued to finish there, and that was really amazing. I saw come down the hill and saw the water first time, and it was only like my heart opened because I feel home, and it's only amazing. I love water, I love the ocean. So that was arriving for me, not even like here.
Yep. Did you have any unexpected challenges along the way?
Yeah, on my second day I got an Achilles tendinitis on my feet, on my left feet, so I have to get off my walking shoes and walk in Birkenstock for 2 days up in the mountain because there was no shoe shop. And then I got into the next city and got me sandals, the only one I can wear because of the tendinitis. So I walked the Camino in sandals and Birkenstocks, so it was not even the best, but I got it and it was a nice walk. But I think for the next time I have to check my shoes even bit more or feel my body better, I don't know. Perhaps it was a hill that was. So yeah, I didn't seem to that will come. I don't thought that I will come on my Camino. I thought, okay, now I bought my good shoes and I rock for them for about 2 months. Okay, it will be nice. But no, 2 days on the Camino and then I finished my shoes. That was not so fun. But else, yeah, climbing up the hills, it was hard, and even you're walking and you think like, oh, I don't want to walk anymore, I don't want, but when you're up at the hill, you see the view, or you only feel happy because you're up, and you know your body can make more than you're thinking about. Even it's more the mind who's stopping us for our opinions, what we're doing.
Did you ever seriously consider stopping?
I thought I have to because I thought my Achilles would burst. When this happened, I couldn't walk longer, but then I took these shoes and it don't hurt anymore, so I continue. And I was happy to continue because that was my plan, to finish the Camino. But when that happened, even because I'm a physiotherapist, I know what the reason back is on what that will come when it really happens. It was like, oh, should I not? But even my heart, I don't want to stop.
Are you ever considering doing another pilgrimage after this?
Another
like another Camino?
Yeah, I want to do the start of the Frances. I want to go in the Pyrenees. I really want to see that. But if I do the whole one, I don't know. And else I want to go to Portugal, but perhaps not on the Camino, only down the water, but near the water. But I find out that I love hiking on the Camino, so I will consider hiking and traveling, and yeah, I have many goals for the next year.
So do you mind telling us about some of the goals?
Yeah, I want to travel to Portugal down the coast, Thailand, travel down Thailand, South America, and Iceland. Yeah, I think that will be enough for a few years.
Enough for a little while.
Yes.
So have you ever done any major hiking before?
No. I'm running, but only in this area around me, about 10 to 20 kilometers, but not longer, and not so many mountains. I never thought it will be mine because it's so slow. When you're walking, you're slow, and have a backpack on your back. It's, I don't feel like that was mine, but I love it. No.
Speaking of the backpack, was there anything you would change about what you packed?
Everything.
How so?
There's so much in my backpack and I hate it. Oh, find out some good shoes and get some sandals with, and not Birkenstocks as well. I had 3 trousers and it will be okay with 2, and all these bathroom things, I had too much from this. What else? Yeah, my sleeping bag is too big. Yeah, I think it's okay. Now it's heavy because I have port wine from Portugal and beer and souvenirs, so it seems like I don't want to go any longer. Yeah. And this one, I don't need. I really don't.
Don't need the sleeping bag?
No. Only if I want to travel with a tent, but I don't want to. I even took it out for one time where we was night hiking and only want to make a little break and lay down on this because the thing was so cold. Yeah, but else I don't need that. It's even 2.5 kilo more weight, so no sleeping mat next time.
So for the most part then, did you stay in the Albergues?
Yeah.
And what was your experience like then?
I'm vegetarian and I choose these alternative albergues where they're a bit private and they were cooking and we eating together and talk together, and not like this where you only come in, check in, and then you're lost for yourself. You feel like home, family there. So there was a few albergues on the trip, on the road, which I at least I was walking like, okay, I want to come to this city because of the albergue. It was even more easy because they always had vegetarian dinner, and even on the other it's only omelette or something else boring, and even on the salad is too, so it's like, oh, come on. but you can, there are so many albergues, so you at least you find a good one. You only have to sleep there, and when the people are quiet in the morning, it's okay. They're snorkeling and much, but...
Did you run into anywhere it was like, I'm never staying there again?
No. No. When I feel like, oh, I don't feel safe here, or I don't feel comfortable, then I continue walking.
Outside of the Albergues, did you ever have any problems with finding vegetarian food?
No. I find out that I love biscuits, so in every supermarket I bought biscuits, and so I had anything. But no, even it was 2 weeks, so it was okay with salad and omelette, and say to them, okay, I don't want to, want that. No, so it was okay. even the breakfast, it's only bread with jam or like that. There's no meat at all. It was okay, it could be better, but I think all the pilgrim think it could be better because all the pilgrim menus are all the same even in every place.
Like some of us felt that because our group did walk from Saria to here. We had pretty much the same experiences with the menus.
I found out that I don't like red wine, but I love port wine. So port wine is good. I love it. Yeah.
At the beginning, you said you were learning more about you. What's something that you did learn about yourself?
What I did? Didn't learn?
What you did. Anything that you learned about yourself.
Oh, okay. I have to trust on myself. I can more than I think I can. Pain. You can walk with pain in your feet and it will go away. From about, I start walking every morning and I could cry the first hour because I had so much pain in my feet, even because the Achilles tendon and then all the other muscles. But even if you go and think about other things, the pain will go away. I don't know if it's good for the body or it's even like fuck you, but so I can continue. That even all things will in life, you can plan, it will happen, and you only have to accept that and be happy with that. All the thoughts I have on the way, I thought it would be more deep in any way, but even if it was only the problems I have in normal life, so it was nice only to feel safe with them and stop thinking about them because okay, now I have to think about find a reason why or something like that and continue without be stressed from anything what is had been on my mind for a long time. Yeah.
What made you choose the Camino to walk?
One more.
What made you choose the Camino?
Why I choose the Camino? It was my first hiking tour, so I thought it could be more safe to walk the Frances because there are many people, there are many albergues. Then I read about that the way at the water at the coast shouldn't be so nice like this one. I could decide to start in Lyon and only walk for 2 weeks because I don't have time more, any time off. So it was in like logistic, I would choose this one. Yeah. And yeah, it was not like this. But it was a good idea. It was a good decision.
Now that you have the experience that you did, are you interested in trying like the northern way along the coast? I
didn't
mention that.
Not even in the next year, but perhaps when I'm a bit older and have seen all the other side of the world I want to. But at least only first the Pyrenees and then Portugal and then perhaps the coast over. But I only want so at least I want to have sun when I'm walking. And at the coast there isn't so much sun and it's even raining after. So better in the sun.
And what interests you so much about the Pyrenees?
The landscape, the nature, and even get up on the hill, up on the top of the mountain. It's amazing when you arrive on the top. We was night hiking and got on the top in the Brazil, the mountains up there, and was there at about 6 o'clock and then see the sunrise at 7 was only amazing. It was so nice. But even if it was a hard way up the mountain at the night because it was dark and cold. And
when did you feel like you'd really finish it? Like, I know you said you were disappointed when you came and you saw that. So did that take away, like, your feeling of being done here and then maybe another point?
As I arrived here, I don't feel like arriving or finished the Camino. I had many feelings and I feel like I don't really know what I'm doing. And then we stayed together in a cafe and I start crying and I don't know why, and it seemed like there were so many routes coming up and even it should be the end, and I don't feel really comfortable with that. And then I can make one break here in Santiago one day, continue walking, and even the walking was nice and I feel free again, even like coming out of the city, because I don't feel like safe, don't feel comfortable in big cities. And even here there are so many people and it's amazing to look at them, to see how many feelings they are get. They're crying, they have fun and they be happy because they arrive, even because I know what they are, what they feel like the last 2 months or however long they were striking. But then when I get down to the water, even up on the mountain at the, what does it call? At the end there's, when the boats come, the lighthouse? I don't know what that's called.
Lighthouse?
Is it called lighthouse? And even there, I feel like arriving. Yeah.
How did it make you feel when you saw that?
Happy. I was really, really happy in my, I feel like warm on my heart, and I couldn't stop smiling, and yeah, it feels so comfortable. Yeah, it was only the view and of the Atlantic, and there's nothing. And it's great. The smell of salt water. It's nice. Yeah.
And you said you took a bus back to Santiago.
Yeah. Yeah, because I decided to go to Portugal, to Porto after, and I thought, okay, my feet don't want to take me longer, so I take a bus. And that was even crazy, to sit in a bus and could drive so fast and so long in so short time. Then I continue to Porto. There was sunshine, beach, lovely. Yeah, that was nice. It was even a good end of the, even 5 days to thinking about what's happened. Yeah. I got a message that I can get a job when I come home. So even I'm not ready to finish my studium, but now I already got a job and I don't made anything for that. And I was on the Camino, it was amazing. Had an amazing holiday in Porto, and now I got a job for nothing. And life is only amazing right now. It feels so good.
I'm trying to figure out how to word something.
I have to drive to the airport even the anywhere, because my flight is going at 5 or 6 in the morning, so I don't want to get a albergue here. So even I sit here until I don't want to, take a bus to the airport and lay down there. So you can only be here, stay here, and nothing done.
Did you go into the cathedral and see St. James?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It don't get anything even in me that feel different. Perhaps also because I couldn't understand what he was talking about because he was talking Spanish. But it was nice to see. It was it's amazing church, even all what they have built, and it's really, it's only like wow when you're inside. But when they're talking, it's like I don't feel like thinking about God, and I don't think that there's a God like other people thinking and feel, or only say, okay, thank you God that I can do that. I'm mainly like, thank you life, I don't need a God. It was nice to see the pendulum was swinging this time I was in there. That was nice to see, and at least I was only looking at the other people, how they feel and how they react, and that was even more interesting for me. Yeah.
Did you walk the Camino by yourself? Like, did you come by yourself to walk it alone?
Yeah. I come by myself and ended by myself. That was, I want that, even for myself. There was many people that I'm talking to, and we are walking a few days together, or stayed in Alvarez together, and much fun together was party, my party in finished there, even like, okay, now it's the end, and it was even amazing. We was first up at the mountain and see the sun going down, and then down to the beach and make a fire at the beach with all the other pilgrims who were there. It was, it felt like family, and was perfect. I will never forget that. And even.
So, since you were by yourself for the walk, and you already said you don't speak Spanish at all, did you run into any like language barrier problems?
Yeah, in the supermarket. Only that the local don't speak English. And they only don't want to understand what you're saying, even if you want to use your hands or anything else. But even on the way, no. English is the language, and there were also many, many German on the way, so not even like, it was hard. Yeah. Yes, only at the local supermarket it was even hard too. Yeah.
Beyond language, were there other cultural differences that you noticed between like the Spanish that's totally different from what you're used to in Germany or Denmark? Or...
I think many people in the supermarket on the Albuquerque, when they were not even the private Albuquerque, they wasn't so friendly. It was on the bars, on the cafes, it wasn't like, okay, what do you want? You get it, and then you get out. And it was nothing like friendly. When I got to the private Albuquerque, which was the like alternative, it was like they feel happiness and give you the happiness and feel free. And oh, we are together, we are one family. When you need help, come and I will help you. And even all the pilgrims, we talk to them in 1 minute and we all feel like we are one big family and we can trust each other. And I don't know that, but I feel only like comfortable. And all the restaurants and bar, it was only like, okay, I need your money, I want your money because you want to buy something, but I not really like that you are not being here. So. But at least I think there are many supermarkets in Germany as well where the workers, or I don't know, not friendly because they are unhappy with their job. But I think, what can I do? I can even go here and buy something, though, that you can stay there and have your job there. So. But no, not even like thinking about them.
Can you just tell me about the people that you met along the way?
I can try. that was people that I never thought I was talking to in normal life. It was young people, even younger than me. I met one girl who was 18 and she was starting in Munich to walk the Camino. And then I met, and it was only like experience, then I met an older woman, about 50, 60 years old. He was walking because he wanted to find out if it was good that he was not together with her husband longer, so he has to find out if it's feel right. And there was another man who was hiking with his two boys, children, because the mom was dying because of cancer last year. So there was even like, okay, we want to travel together and spend time together. And even the feeling that there are so many different reasons why they are walking, but they are all the same, they are friendly, they want to help and they want to talk and they want to talk about their experience, because we all feel, we all get to the same. That feels amazing. Even when you are at home, there's no, you cannot even go even anyway and only talk to anybody, and then thinking about, okay, now we can stay together for 2 hours and have fun. It's been like, okay, what do you want from me? Why are you talking to me? And on the Camino, it's even like, oh yeah, another new nice guy on the Camino I can talk to. And if you don't want longer, then you can say it, and nobody is even angry about that. So you feel free, you're alone, but you're never alone, at least. There's always anyone. Even if you have problems, often the people see that. So if you don't feel good and you're a bit sad in your face perhaps, or you walk slower than normal because you meet each other about every day or everything. So they see it and they come and say, hey, you're okay, how are you? And then you can decide to tell them and get their help. That even often feels good to talk about the problems, even to say it loud and get other opinions from them. Or even say, no, I don't want to, but there's always anybody. And that's, you don't have to talk to a girl, if like, okay, I can't only can talk to my mom or to my best friend, but now I also can talk about my problems to a guy who I never seen before, who is 50 years old, or, you know. You even learn, see the people who they are and not what do you think about them when you see them first time.
So is there anything like any way you feel you've changed or anything new about this you feel like you're going to take back?
I think there are many things that I've changed, but at least I think I have to arrive at home and realize. I not even realized that I'm here, and not even realized that I walked the Camino. Then I was in Porto and it was amazing. It was like coming to Porto and see, I don't even say goodbye to the Camino, and now there's another thing I have to think about. And when I will arrive home tomorrow, it will sit down and I can think about it, hopefully, and find out what really happened to me. But even now I'm still traveling, and at least then at home when I have to work and to study, there I find out what really changed with me. But there, my mind is a bit clearer, I feel better to myself, I can accept myself better. And like, my body is not perfect, but it's okay. I don't have to change for other people, I have to be happy with myself. It's a bit easier to feel. I'm not in the end, I'm not the goal, but I'm on the right way. And even when I got problems in life, I think I can think back to the Camino and the things I accept here, and get them into real life. And think, I got it on the Camino, so I can also here. Or what have I done in the Camino? Can I use it here? I think even all the important thing will come when I'm at home and continue life. But because I'm here, it's another life. It's not normal. It's freaky. I can't even tell and explain. It's different. And it's not normal life. It's like, it feels like a bit scared to come back and have to realize that I'm not on the Camino longer, and that people are who they are at home and not like in the Camino, and not like these personalities I found out here. It's a bit scared to come home.
So when did you first get that
that feeling that you were in this other life on the Camino?
Fast, I think at the same day, because I like it so much. Yeah. I think, yeah, it got really fast. Yeah, it was only nice to start walking and be there and feel like, perhaps I feel only feel happy. And that was the feeling that I thought I have to be. Then even when I come here, I realized there were more that I was thinking about, and then I cried, and I don't know how, why, and there were so many things in my head. And but the happiness never, I never lost this happiness on the road. I think even when I realized that I have to go home, I realized that I live in another world here.
Can you tell me about what made you choose to do it now? Like, instead of being like, oh, maybe I'll do that next year, eventually, or something like that. Why did you decide I have to do this
now? Right now?
Like, when you planned your trip.
Okay, you have to...
What made you take the step to say, I'm doing this now, like when you started, and not, oh, I'll do that in a year from now, or I'll do that in 2 years?
When I have a idea, I have to do it right now. So I thought about things that I was had an injury with my feet, so I can't run longer, so I have to walk. Then I think, okay, it would be nice to... Oh, my boyfriend said it'd be nice to go with a backpack, and he's like, okay, could be. Okay, let me buy one. So I bought a backpack, and it was like, okay, I was walking for 2 times with it. Okay, that feels good. Okay, I have holiday next month. Okay, bought 2 flight tickets, and then I did it. There was not so many thought about that. It was only doing.
That's cool. It's like you had, it's cool that you had the freedom of mind to just be like, yeah, let's just let this happen, you know?
Yeah. And that's it's only, I can only do it because I'm student. At least I don't have time for that. When I don't do it now, perhaps I'll never do it. So, like this, I'm thinking. Even now I have a job. I don't know when I'm next time have holidays like this. Even to say, okay, I'm away for 4 to 6 weeks. You can't even do it when you are working.
You said your bag got heavy with souvenirs. What kind of souvenirs did you get?
2 bottles of port wine, 1 bottle of beer from Porto, small shells for a half, what is it called? An armband or
a necklace.
Necklace. And a ring. Yeah.
Are they for you or other people?
Other people. And then I bought a cake. I tried it on my last day on the Camino and was like, why I didn't eat that before? Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, Santiago cake is, it's pretty good. Yeah. Is there anything that you just want to share?
That everybody who is thinking about walking the Camino have to do it. They don't have to do the whole Camino, but they have to try. Don't think about it, only do it. If they can, only do it. It's amazing. I have not met one person who said it was terrible. Only people say, oh, it was the best feeling, it was the best experience, the people are amazing. So many friends and family, and it's cool. Only do. So yeah, you're not even the Camino on all life situation. Only do, not think about it so much. Yeah.
When you go home and people ask you about your trip, what do you plan on telling them, or what do you want to tell them?
I
not really sure if I like to tell them about it, because it was my experience, and I don't want to that they go the Camino with my experience. They had to get their own experience. I can tell them that what I'm feeling and what I have been through, and other people I met, how amazing it was, but at least they have to find their own experience.
I like that.
Yeah, when they ask, I tell them, but I will not be happy about getting, even like making a blog or something. There are so many people like, oh, and then you have to make a blog and tell us every day where you are and what you're doing, and like, no, I don't want to need my phone any time. I only have it for pictures, and I took thousands of pictures and leave like on. Yeah, but it's good because I don't even know what I was looking and thinking about the first time, and then I can take my pictures and then all the reminders.
Have you looked through your pictures yet?
What?
Have you looked through all the pictures yet?
Looked
back at your pictures.
No.
Yet.
No.
Are you waiting till you get home to do that?
Yeah. And not even tomorrow or in the weekend, perhaps in 1 week or when I feel like arriving.